you guys hear about the bluegrass musician that went to his mom? He said, Mom, he's a young man, you know, he went to his mom and said, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a professional musician. And she said, Son, you could choose one or the other, grow up or be the musician. Can't have it both ways. We love bluegrass music. They say it's better than it sounds. They say that, but they've done new studies and they found out it's not as good as it sounds. Anyway, I come from West Virginia where they invented the toothbrush. Anywhere else they would have called it the teeth brush. And anyway, West Virginia is a nice place, although it's very poor, and that's where I come from. West Virginia is, you know, like if you're from Michigan and they say, where are you from in Michigan? Like people go, well, Michigan's like a mitten, and I come from here or I come from here, you know, or if you're on the UP up there. But West Virginia is like this, and I come from there. They were trying to drum up some more business, you know, like a tourism business for West Virginia. And the tourism board sent out a committee and they tried to come up with a concept. And one of the things they thought of was a TV show. And they thought, how about CSI West Virginia? And after several months of research, they discovered they couldn't really do it because all the dental records are lost. There's no dental records and all the DNA is the same. When years ago I was with Sugar Hill and some of the artists were making starting to make videos, and of course everybody wanted to make a video, and Robert O'Keefe kind of hit the nail on the head when he said videos, bluegrass musicians don't need videos, they need dental work. Here's one called Pretty Fair Maid in the Garden, and this is about a soldier who pledges his love to his sweetheart, and he goes off to war. And 7 years later, let's see what happens.